Well, Trevor, many congratulations. Four from four in this class. What is it about this class, in particular with the horse you didn't know you were going to be riding 4 days ago?
Yeah, this is a great class. It's a super show here. Horse of the Year show is a show that every one of the riders and owners kind of aspire to all year and set their stall out to try to qualify for. It's such a great atmosphere. The crowd are fantastic. So it's a show that really gets the blood going, I think. And this class probably just especially seems to suit me, and I'm not complaining.
So how come you got this ride such a last minute? What happened?
Tracy Priest, who owns and normally rides this mare, and she's done a great job producing her up to this this level. She qualified her for the class, everything, and she rang me on Monday and said she was going to Barcelona for the week, so she unfortunately couldn't ride, and would I like to ride her in this class tonight and the Grade C final on Sunday, I think. So I said, yeah, like, great. I didn't ask too many questions, I just said yeah. And Tracy arrived over yesterday morning to my place. We gave her a few jumps, and now I'm here.
So what did you think, yes, this will keep my 100% record?
I said to Tracy, she better keep my 100% record here now, jokingly. And she said, definitely. She's just a lovely, lovely mare. I've watched a lot of her. I've always liked her. But I only ever see her in the ring. And when I rode her yesterday, Tracy said she's very laid back, very relaxed, but she lights up when she goes in the ring. And she was absolutely bang on. I mean, she knows her inside out, Tracy, so... And she had her to a tee. I mean, she went in the ring. She was, like, so relaxed out here. I was kind of thinking, I hope Tracy is right here. And she does light up. And true to form, she did. And she jumped her heart out. And she was fantastic, I thought, tonight.
Only three in the jump off. You were first to go. But you made it look easy. Did you always feel that was a good time, right, once you'd completed?
I thought it was an okay time. You're never sure when you go from the front. But I thought I was quick 1, 2, and 3. Then I needed a bit of space to the double. She got a little bit disunited on me where I didn't know her. She fell in a bit on me coming around to the double. So my approach to that wasn't great. And I thought she was fantastic to jump out of the double, actually. I thought I left her a bit of work to do, and she really fought like a lion to get out over that back pole. And I love that feeling in a horse, and she has it in spades. And after that, I knew if I could just bring her home nice now. So I just went around the corner, and the last line was good. And I knew I'd done enough. I didn't think unbeatable or anything, but I knew I'd put it up to them, and it was up to them to go and beat, and thankfully they didn't.
Is there any other class that you've ever been and kept 100% record in?
I wish, unfortunately not.
You'll be coming back for more, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. I love this show. It's always been a lucky show for me, actually, and as long as they keep having me, I'll keep coming.